Tuberculosis is one of the most widespread infections in the developing world. It's also one of the hardest to treat. Millions of people get TB each year, and hundreds of thousands of them develop drug-resistant strains of the illness. They can take 18 to 24 months to cure, if they're treatable at all. NPR's Jason Beaubien told us last year about a patient in Moldova. Tuberculosis was ravaging his lungs, and he had run out of treatment options. Today, Jason brings us an update.
It was just over a year ago that I met Pavel Rukshinyanu in the Moldovan city of Balts. He was living in a crowded TB ward at a local hospital. He'd been on treatment for drug-resistant tuberculosis for years. Pavel's doctors told me that his TB wasn't getting any better. And although they didn't say it directly, they expected TB would kill him. His wife Oksana, however, had other ideas.
Thanks, Gabin, and thanks to a lot of people who did a lot to Pavel and my family. He's right good now, and we're very happy about it.
Oksana had had drug-resistant TB, too. She and Pavel had met as patients in a TB hospital. She'd managed to get completely cured herself, and she set out to try to get Pavel access to some of the new medications that supposedly could attack even the drug-resistant strains of the bacteria. In 2012, the FDA signed off on a new drug called bedaquiline for use against tuberculosis. It was the first new TB medicine to be approved in 40 years. But Oksana couldn't get bedaquiline for Pavel.
Yes, we wrote a lot of letters to the government, and the official answer was that there is no legal framework to bring a medical product which is not yet authorized in our country.
No legal framework to import a drug that might save her husband's life. So instead of bedaquiline, Oksana tried to get Pavel on linezolid, an antibiotic that had just been approved by the European Medicines Agency for use with TB. This also proved to be a huge challenge. First, linezolid hadn't yet been approved by Moldovan health authorities. Second, it was prohibitively expensive. A one-month supply of linezolid, 28 pills, retails for more than $4,000 here in the United States. Working with the Treatment Action Group in New York, Oksana managed to get 6 months' worth of the precious drug donated to Pavel.
From the time you saw him, he gained around 8 kilos. He's feeling much better. When I'm asking him, he's saying that he's cured already.
She laughs in part because she knows Pavel is still a long way from being cured. The treatment with linezolid takes 18 months. The drug has serious side effects. The most common is nerve damage. And linezolid has to be taken with a battery of other medicines under the direction of his doctors.
We have now about 10 drugs he takes a day. It's more than 20 pills. Yeah. More than 20 pills a day.
But finally, after years of treatment for tuberculosis, Pavel's health is improving. He's no longer infectious, no longer coughing the potentially lethal bacteria into the air. Last month, Pavel finally moved out of the TB hospital and back in with Oksana to their small Soviet-era apartment in Balts. Erica Lassem with the Treatment Action Group in New York, which helped get Pavel onto linezolid, says Pavel and Oksana's struggle against TB, unfortunately, is far too common.
Pavel and Oksana have been really amazing in fighting for themselves, and they've also been relatively well-positioned. Even just the fact that Oksana speaks English, I think, has been a huge help in their case, and that's really not the story for most patients with TB around the world.
Even though new treatments exist, the barriers to those treatments for people in low- and middle-income countries are often insurmountable. She says most TB patients are sick and barely able to fight for their lives, never mind getting involved in battles over international patents or drug importation policies.
To think about getting involved in these really overwhelming, big bureaucratic structures is really difficult to ask of anybody, but particularly someone who's really not in good health.
Even for Pavel, the battle isn't over. Oksana has managed to get him another 2 months' worth of linezolid through the Moldovan Ministry of Health. But if he's to follow the proper treatment protocol, she'll need to find another 10-month supply of the drug from somewhere. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Washington.